CH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. This continues to happen. A Seattle to Honolulu Delta flight Christmas Eve was delayed more than 2 hours after a stowaway was uncovered as the jetliner taxied. The Transportation Security Administration says the individual was screened at security but bypassed ID verification and hopped aboard without showing a boarding pass.
That stowaway was the second unticketed passenger found on a Delta flight just in recent weeks. Together, as you can imagine, these two incidents raising some significant security questions and concerns.
ABC's Mola Lenghi. Early indications that a Russian anti-aircraft battery may have shot down the Azerbaijan Airlines jetliner over Kazakhstan on Christmas Day. 38 people were killed, but 29 survived. Analysts extracting information from the jet's flight data recorder. MasterCard Spending Pulse says total holiday shopping from 1st November to Christmas Eve rose 3.8% this year over last. This is ABC News. A federal judge in Detroit sentenced three members of a nationwide street gang convicted earlier this year for murder, drug trafficking, and RICO conspiracy. Two of the men got 60 years in prison each. A third individual drew 70 years in the federal penitentiary. President-elect Trump spent part of his holiday address slamming President Biden's commuting the death sentences of nearly all the condemned on federal death row.
Trump has been absolutely blasting Biden for this move. He has promised to vigorously continue the death penalty when he takes office. Even yesterday on Christmas, he put out a number of posts. He said that those inmates should, quote, go to hell. He blasted Biden. He blasted what he called the radical left lunatics for this move. And he also talked about, in his terms, maybe wanting to weaponize the Justice Department himself. He said that Democrats should be worried that their only chance of survival is getting a pardon from Biden, too.
ABC's Mary Alice Parks. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments, and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbush Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbush Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Golden Globe Awards are just around the corner. The award show does not anticipate as much controversy as last year when host Joe Coy offended some of the attendees and writers. This year, comedian Nikki Glaser has been selected to host and will fly solo, making her the first woman to host the show alone. If you like watching celebrities squirm, you might want to check out the broadcast because Glaser told People magazine she received advice from Ricky Gervais and intends to be edgy with the A-listers. The Golden Globe Awards will be broadcast January 5th. A fun tradition on Saturday Night Live has been the Christmas joke swap on Weekend Update for co-hosts Michael Che and Colin Jost, where they write jokes the other has to perform. Kind of cute, especially when one of them is married to Scarlett Johansson, Jost. Jost ripped on his own wife thanks to the jokes written by his co-host while she watched in the wings from backstage and cracked up. Very funny and worth a Google. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Could see a brief period of some light freezing drizzle or freezing rain with temperatures warming eventually to the middle 30s. Drizzle, areas of fog overnight, and clouds. On Friday, drizzle, fog, cloudy skies, highs in the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, all. I am on vacation, but you're going to have Jimmy Costa behind the mic. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Make a plan. Be informed. Learn how at www.ready.gov. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Ad Council.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Usually Phil Itner is here at this time on Thursdays, but he was unavailable today. He's otherwise occupied, so it's just you and me. And although Amy Vanderpool will join us at the top of the next hour, but I wanted to share a couple of quick stories here with you, and then we'll get back to your calls. This one, the through line, the meta line, the overarching and really genuinely important point of the story I'm about to share with you is, where the hell is the American media? Where's the New York Times? Where's CBS News? Where's NBC? Where's, PBS? Here's the story. This week, Viktor Orban visited Mar-a-Lago. Now, first off, we all know that Viktor Orban is the strongman dictator of Hungary that Republicans love to love. And they've been having, CPAC has been having meetings in Budapest. Viktor Orban flew to Texas to speak at the CPAC meeting. He talked about how in Hungary he has shut down all the opposition media and all the real news media. And all of the media in Hungary now is like Fox News, 24/7, praising Orban. He talked about how he has gerrymandered the country to the point that even when he and his party get a minority of the votes, they still end up with all the power. He talked about how he basically has turned most of Hungarian's industry over to oligarchs who in turn hand him large quantities of money, and he's now a very, very rich man. I mean, these are the things that Orban is famous for. He's also a racist. He's said that, bringing people of color or non-Christian religions into Hungary pollutes the blood of the Hungarian people. This is where Trump apparently got the phrase from, although Hitler had it before. And he's also, Orban is also very close with Vladimir Putin. He's the only European president who has been opposed to aid to Ukraine all along, because he's much closer to Putin than he is to any other European country. So Viktor Orban comes to Mar-a-Lago and hangs out, and doesn't just hang out with Donald Trump. Elon Musk shows up too. Elon Musk, who has, they're calling him the muskrat now on social media. The muskrat who has been having these private, conversations with Vladimir Putin, according to the Wall Street Journal, for the last couple of years. Elon Musk and Viktor Orban and Donald Trump get together at Mar-a-Lago. And what do? They call Vladimir Putin and have an hour-long phone conversation with him. Or at least Orban did during or after this meeting. Meanwhile, this is, by the way, I'm getting this off the Olga Lautman's Substack. It's OLGALAUTMAN.substack.com. And it's a Substack about Russia, basically. And it's really worth subscribing to. It's free. Olga writes, meanwhile, The Guardian recently reported that on the night of November 2024 U.S. election, a group of far-right German nationalists, including AfD, AfD is the Alternative for Deutschland, it's the new neo-Nazi party in Germany that has everybody worried, including AfD candidate Philipp Anders Rau, met with Donald Trump at Mar-a-Lago. Their meeting, which largely escaped media attention, underscores Trump's connections to European far-right factions, the majority of which are funded and supported by Russia. The AfD party, a party deeply investigated for its connections to the Kremlin, included the presence of Russian agents and financial backing from Moscow. And it aligns closely with Trump on key issues like nationalism and anti-immigrant policies. This further solidifies the disturbing convergence of far-right groups in Europe and the U.S., all of which are strengthened by Russian influence. This is, I mean, Putin has declared war on America. I think you could argue that, you know, Nikita Khrushchev did back in 1956 when he said, you know, we will bury you. But I would say that it really has gone a long way beyond that. And, you know, Putin's grand successes twice now has been, you know, putting Trump in office. His other grand success is causing Americans to hate each other. And the muskrat is helping him out with this over on Twitter. This is something, you know, again, my question. Trump is meeting with fascists. He's talking with fascists. He's planning things with fascists, with overseas fascists. And it's not reported in our media. Where the hell is our media? How is it possible? Can you imagine if Joe Biden had been meeting with Maduro, the president of Venezuela, who argues that he's a lefty? Obviously, he's a fascist, too. But can you just imagine? If 6 weeks before Joe Biden was inaugurated in 2020, Maduro had come to Delaware and hung out with Joe Biden, and it had and they'd had an hour-long conversation with Xi Jinping. Do you think the American media would have talked about it? Don't you think it would have been the number one topic of conversation for 2 weeks? Why is it that Trump gets a pass on this stuff? Is it that the media wants a fascist president? That they want us to turn ourselves over to Russia? That they want America to become like Russia? Is it that they're so afraid of Trump because he's, you know, Cash Patel has said, hey, media, we're coming after you, and Trump wants to make him the head of the FBI? Are they just terrified of him? I'm not. What am I missing here? Should I be? Is it that the New York Times, the Washington Post is owned by a billionaire, the New York Times is owned by a multimillionaire family? What is it that they think that their interests are going to be well aligned, well helped, well treated, fluffed by a Trump presidency, by a fascist presidency? You know, there was an entire ruling class that thought that in Germany in the 1930s. When I was in my 20s, my dad gave me a book. I see that it's now over $1,000 on Amazon for a single used copy. It was a book by a man named Fritz Thyssen. He was the president of Thyssen Steelworks, which had been started by his father. He's a wealthy German industrialist, one of the richest men in Germany. He raised 3 million Deutschmarks, which was real money back then, in 1933 to support the candidacy of Adolf Hitler. And he was the guy who went to Hindenburg and said, and von Papen, and said, you really need to make Hitler chancellor. You should just appoint him. And then, you know, the next election, he'll be fine. We'll fund him. And that's exactly what happened. And when you read Fritz Thyssen's book, I Paid Hitler, that's the title of his book. You read his book and he's like, yeah, we thought it was going to be great. We were out there dancing in the balls and we were, you know, in the parties and just having a good old time, and profits were rolling, and it was just going to be wonderful for Germany. We were coming out of the recession or out of the depression, the Republican Great Depression, and we just thought it was going to be wonderful. And then about 1936, Hitler does something that, and I don't recall what it was. It's been 30 years since I read the book. But Hitler does something that Fritz Tyson doesn't agree with, and Tyson calls him out on it. And suddenly, Tyson's got an arrest warrant on his back, and he flees with his family. He has to flee Germany. Do you really think that these oligarchs who are... Mark Zuckerberg went to Mar-a-Lago to have dinner with Trump a week or two ago, and he just... it's in the news today, right now. Mark Zuckerberg just donated $1 million to Donald Trump's inaugural committee. And the inaugural committee, of course, is a slush fund for the Trump family. $1 million. When Trump was shot and said, "Fight, fight, fight," Mark Zuckerberg came out and said, "He's a badass." When Elon Musk flipped Twitter so that only right-wing memes were being amplified and left-wing memes and voices were being suppressed and even, you know, losing followers. When Elon Musk did that so that Twitter just became, you know, pro-Trump nonstop, 24/7 for months leading up to the election. Over on Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg shut down political conversations. People who tried to repost articles that I'd written at Hartman Report were threatened with losing their Facebook accounts. So the other side of the story, the Biden side of the story, never got told on Facebook. And Trump's story was being told every second over on Twitter. Do these people really think Trump is going to be nice to them when he decides that their interests don't align with his anymore? Or are they really so enamored of fascism that they're just going to go along with whatever he says, whatever he does, as far as it goes? I'm just astonished. And again, where the hell is our media? Meanwhile, Trump says he's going to slap a 25% tariff on Canada and is making really sick jokes about Justin Trudeau being the governor of the 51st state. What do the Canadians think about that? I'll tell you right after the break. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. I'll be right back with you, Steve.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and, like, newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The headlines are fading, the truth's on the line. The voices of reason grow harder to find. But the fight's not over, the battle's not done. We still have the power if we act as one. Can left-leaning news be saved today? The truth still matters, don't let it slip away. Together we can build a brighter way. Can left-leaning news be saved today? Today.
About 22 minutes past the hour or so in Canada. This is remember Doug Ford? I mean, he was, I believe it was Doug Ford, maybe it was his brother, one of the Fords back in the day. This is, you know, a decade ago, it seems like, got all up with problems with drug abuse and stuff like that. But anyhow, Doug Ford is the premier, the equivalent of a governor of the province of Ontario, which is the most populous province in Canada. It's sort of the California or New York of Canada, and they and Ontario provides 1.5 million American homes in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York electricity. Ontario provides electricity to 1.5 million American homes in Michigan, Minnesota, and New York, and 60% of our crude oil imports come from Canada. 85% of our electricity imports come from Canada. And like I said, a big chunk of that is coming out of Ontario. So Doug Ford says if Donald Trump is going to put tariffs on Canadian products, he's putting together a list of retaliatory measures, and they include cutting off electricity to Michigan, Minnesota, and New York. Woohoo! That's going to get wild. Experts also predict gas prices will jump by 30 cents a gallon in the Midwest if the tariffs do take effect, just from the loss of Canadian oil. So, you know, where's this going to go? I don't know. We'll see, but it's going to get weird. It's going to get interesting. So what's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls here. Brian in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Just in regards to United Healthcare and
Mangione and such. I was looking at my stock ticker, you know, that I have on my phone with the mutual funds and stuff that I have. And just out of curiosity, I put in United Healthcare Group. It's like the it's the parent company, basically, right. But that has the stock. But they've gone up, and if you go lifetime on them for so all the time, they've increased 223, almost a quarter of a million percent, 223,526,000%.
Well, that's because they pretty much started from scratch back in the 50s.
Well, so I was like, okay, is that normal? Like, yeah, they've been around a long time, whatever. So I looked up Humana, for instance. Mm. Humana, which I'm sure has a similar story or started from scratch, went up 1,300% as opposed to 230, you know, 230,000 as opposed to 1,300. The NASDAQ is up 7,000%. Dow's up 1,200% in its lifetime. So Humana is probably the most comparable, but we're talking about 220,000%.
Add two more zeros.
Percent,
yeah.
This is 1,000%, right. You know, 1,300% for Humana.
Right. This is why Dollar Bill McGuire, who was there more or less at the founding of United Healthcare, I'm not sure if he was the founder or if he was just, you know, got in early, but he was the first major, you know, wealthy president of United Healthcare. He walked away with $1.6 billion. Now, a lot of that was stock because he'd grown the company so much. And he had to give back $200,000 or $300,000 of it because he was charged with fraud, securities fraud. And to avoid going to jail or paying a fine, he gave back a couple $100 million. And then his protege, the guy who followed him, I believe his name is Stephen J. Hemsley, who is still the chairman of the board, I believe, walked away with $500 million, more or less. And again, you know, a lot of that was in not just compensation, but in stock. But, you know, the thing that United Healthcare did that was absolutely brilliant that made them so rich is they cut a deal with AARP. This is why I have refused to join AARP ever since they started pestering me when I turned 50. And AARP is the principal, or used to be, I don't know if they are now, the principal seller of United Healthcare policies. So if you get a Medicare Advantage plan or a Medigap plan through AARP, it's United Healthcare. And that made them both very, very wealthy. AARP's headquarters in New York is like, it's like a palatial mansion with this incredible spiral staircase and everything. So, yeah.
On our back.
Yeah, on our backs. You're absolutely right, Brian, on our backs. Thank you very much for the call. 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. We'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
By the way, contrary to the claims made by Kash Patel and others, there were no, according to the FBI, they just issued a report, no FBI agents undercover at the January 6th riot. Zero.
If you turn 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
call 800-540-2100. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-540-2100. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-540-2100.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. This continues to happen. A Seattle to Honolulu Delta flight Christmas Eve was delayed more than 2 hours after a stowaway was uncovered as the jetliner taxied. The Transportation Security Administration says the individual was screened at security but bypassed ID verification and hopped aboard without showing a boarding pass.
That stowaway was the second unticketed passenger found on a Delta flight just in recent weeks. Together, as you can imagine, these two incidents raising some significant security questions and concerns.
ABC's Mola Lenghi. Early indications that a Russian anti-aircraft battery may have shot down the Azerbaijan Airlines jetliner over Kazakhstan on Christmas Day. 38 people were killed, but 29 survived. Analysts extracting information from the jet's flight data recorder. MasterCard Spending Pulse says total holiday shopping from 1st November to Christmas Eve rose 3.8% this year over last. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets tonight at Fiserv Forum. Chris Middleton making progress, scoring 21 points in their win over the Bulls as he comes back from ankle surgery. Doc Rivers.
It's just going to take them time. These minutes have been fantastic for them. To keep them under 25 in the last two games when we have Dame and Giannis out and still keep Chris under 25, that's huge for us.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to play the Vikings Sunday in Minnesota. Wide receiver Christian Watson talked about that bruised knee injury he suffered Monday night on a 14-yard end run against the Saints.
It was just an awkward fall. I went to the ground and then the DB just kind of fell into my legs and just kind of felt something with the knee. I mean, it definitely hurt right away, but I mean, it felt like it was good enough to go back in. So I went back in and it was feeling all right. But I mean, it just kind of was just lingering a little bit and I just couldn't play the type of football I wanted to play. So just had to shut it down.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Could see a brief period of some light freezing drizzle or freezing rain with temperatures warming eventually to the middle 30s. Drizzle, areas of fog overnight, and clouds. On Friday, drizzle, fog, cloudy skies, highs in the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
Earl Ingram.
Chuck from East Troy. Good morning to you, Chuck. You say what?
I have a bone to pick with you. Since my wife discovered Civic Media 2 years ago, we are addicted to Civic Media, and you are one of the ringleaders. So anyway, I just want to thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, Chuck, man, thank you very much for the call. Tell your wife I said thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people in Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I celebrate music and comedy by welcoming punk band Radio for Pets, Doctors in Recital, and then comedian Jimmy Pardo. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years' experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote. They shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom.
Adidas here, they got something to say. Rudolph needs hay that's organic and clean, and a cruelty-free harness with a vegan sheen.
Minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? Picking up your calls here today, Joe in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Not much, Tom. Brilliant as always. And the last book that you read from was quite insightful. I did want you to write one thing down and put it in your favorite book and then reflect on it later, that BlackRock will be the ones who rebuild Gaza in the image of Benjamin Nutcase after they moved the Palestinians out.
I suspect you're right, Joe, although I think that Jared Kushner may have a role in it, too. Did you see that Donald just announced a $300-some-odd million deal with Saudi Arabia to build a Trump Tower in Saudi Arabia?
Yeah, he's also building one in Qatar.
Yeah, and he's got one in Oman that is a $5 billion operation. He's getting rich.
I'm sure Steve Mnuchin will stay there when he visits.
Yeah,
no doubt. I did want to mention a couple of things that I saw that I think are insightful. One is there was a little offbeat interview with Leon Muskrat where he was asked about being the richest man in the world. And you know what he said?
No.
He said, I'm not. He goes, Putin has more than I do. It's just not in his name.
Oh, it's probably true.
Oh, 100%. But that's what he wants. He really wants to be the richest.
Well, I've heard he wants to be the world's first trillionaire, and he wants to live forever. And,
that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing that he said that I thought was quite interesting was because, you know, he came into Twitter, completely destroyed it, and then got rid of 80% of the people that work there. And, of course, they're utilizing AI to kind of fill that void. And so they asked him, if you get rid of all these government workers, who's going to process all this stuff? And he said AI.
Yep.
So this is this whole deal of automating everything works out. You know, in 2004, I told people, I said, I'm glad Bush won another presidency, because by the time he gets done, the Republican Party will be finished. And they were, until the Koch brothers got the teagaggers, you know, that 33% of Americans that are the Republican hardcore that want to see it all burned down, until it impacts them. That's one thing I've noticed about Republicans. They only get it when it impacts them.
Right.
You know, some of these.
Yes and no, Joe. I mean, for 43 years now, it's been impacting them, and they just don't realize it because they live in these media bubbles.
Yeah. And I had a suggestion for a guy the other day that down the block that's just has huge Trump flags, you know, and he has that yellow one with the snake says, don't tread on me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you need to add corporate America under at the bottom of that flag, and then you'll be with the program.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't tread on me, corporate America, because that's what it really is.
Well said, Joe. But well said.
Joe. Lastly, Tom, did you catch that story on Cynthia Lewis, the Republican from Wyoming, who has a bill she's trying to bring to the floor to convert $100 billion, roughly,
up our gold certificates, you know, the property of the American people,
right,
and then buy Bitcoin. Crypto with it.
Yeah.
I mean, these people, the only thing that's going to save us is they're going to destroy it so bad that recession may be best case scenario. We
right.
could go depression by the time they get all this screwed up.
I think you're right, and Joe. Hopefully. And who are they going to buy that Bitcoin from? Probably Elon Musk. I mean, it's like somebody's going to make a huge profit selling Bitcoin to the federal government. I'm with you. Joe,
yeah.
I got to move along. But thank you. Thank you. Your points are very well made. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Tom, let me say, Lord, hear my rant.
Go for it.
I don't know why. I'm not calling you Lord, Tom. Sorry.
No, I got that.
Yeah.
Never thought you would.
I don't know why Democrats feel the need to follow themselves, to apologize for this murder of the CEO, or say that we don't support murder. We are the gun grabbers, remember? I thought we were the gun grabbers. And by the way, 100 people a day are murdered by gun violence. And by the way, gun violence is a healthcare issue. It's the number one killer of children in the United States. And
guns
somehow
you're talking about?
We're supposed to. This became a partisan issue because what? Republicans support they support having insurance claims denied. And so therefore, I don't know how it becomes a partisan issue.
Right.
But, you know, it's we've heard more discussion about health care in the last week. I mean, we can't get a discussion about health care, the cost of health care in this country, until something like this happens.
Right.
But, you know, it's like, I by the way, I hate to be crass, but at least this guy only shot one person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if he'd shot a dozen people and it was in a school, J.D. Vance would be telling us, hey, it's no fun facing that, but that's the way it is. Get used to it.
Yeah, you're but absolutely right. In fact, that's what J.D. Vance said the last time there was a school shooting. And have you seen the reports or even the pictures? I printed some of them out the other day. Of these wanted posters that are showing up all over New York City that have the pictures of various healthcare CEOs and basically, you know, wanted for killing people?
I have not seen those.
It's incredible.
Look at Tom.
It is John Dillinger all over again, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I get the...
It's Bonnie and Clyde.
And by the way, wait a minute. John Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde are heroes of the right wing. They are.
Well, at the time in the 30s, they were the heroes of the people who felt that they'd been screwed by the banks. I mean,
they still are. And you can hear that. I won't mention his name, but he lives near you. He's a right wing talk show host, mm-hmm. and often talks about the right wing thinks that the great American bank robbers, as one person told me, one young man told me,
they're just faux populists, he's just a faux populist.
Eastern Oregon, but let me put it this way. I'm sorry, Tom. If J.D. Vance says it's no fun facing that fact, but that's the way it is, it's no fun facing this fact, ladies and gentlemen, but the United States is the most overrated democracy and the most overpriced nation in the world.
Yeah.
It's a ripoff, and it's a ripoff because billionaires are a ripoff. So let me give you one more fact here, Tom, that I just occurred to me last night as I was thinking about this thing. Medicare and Social Security are not entitlements. They are earned benefits, and this is defined by, as entitlements were defined in a case in the Supreme Court called Goldberg versus Kelly in 1970, that an entitlement is a benefit that the party receives that does not pay directly into, but is entitled to
like food
qualifies
stamps.
For right. through the application process.
Right, like
so whereas,
food stamps.
Yes, those are entitled. But whereas, this didn't occur to me until I read about this a number of years ago, being a recipient of Medicare and Social Security are not entitlements, but being a Medicare Advantage provider is an entitlement. Because
you're right.
So is being a military contractor.
Yeah.
These are, in other words, if you're a military contractor, your product cannot be available on the commercial market. Medicare Advantage plans are not available on the commercial market. They're only available through Medicare. They have to apply for those to become a Medicare Advantage, and if they qualify under the rules, they become a provider.
Right.
And that's who the billionaires are. They're military contractors and Medicare Advantage providers, and the billionaires are a ripoff, and that's why our country is a ripoff. And it's about time we face that fact, too.
Yeah. Well said, Paul. Well said. Great rant. Thank you very much. You always bring it home. Karen in Chicago. Hey, Karen, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Hi, Tom. Yeah, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
Well, thank you.
When you had your rant on where is the media, I would like to know where are the Dems?
Yeah.
Where's the Democrats?
I agree with you, Karen. I agree.
I saw Reuben Gallego on The View.
Yeah.
I think on Monday. Mm-hmm. And when asked about Pete Hegseth, he said, I'm not going to judge him by what's in the press. Well, this isn't what's in the press. This is what witnesses of his behavior have said.
Right. He's just trying to avoid being Mr. Controversial before he gets sworn in. There's no way that Ruben Gallego is going to vote for Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense.
I read Dean's newsletter today.
Yeah, Dean Obidala. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to butcher his last name.
I did earlier.
And the banter, the headline on the banter was the capitulation Congo line is starting.
I know. I don't see it that way, you know, with regard to Chris Wray resigning. He knew he was going to be fired. And by doing it this way, he's putting a roadblock to Donald Trump just appointing somebody to replace him as opposed to having to get Senate confirmation. Mm-hmm. He's also, the other thing that Chris Wray is doing right now that is making conservatives and Republicans just go nuts, and he's being criticized for it over on Fox News, probably as we speak, is he is accelerating the promotion process to move really genuinely competent FBI, you know, kind of old line FBI culture people up into the senior management of the FBI so that it'll be harder for Trump to stack the senior levels of the FBI with toadies. So, you know, it's a good thing.
That's good.
Yeah, it is. It's a good thing. Karen, I got to run, but thank
you
for the call.
Well, you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You too, Karen. Appreciate your call. We'll be right back. It's 46 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here on the Tom Hartman program. Speaking the truth to the multinational corporations and the insurance industry would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. Your calls are up next. Did you know that December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? It's the day we celebrate the freedoms that define us, like freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and of course, freedom from religion. This year, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF for 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You'll get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. So don't wait. This 50% off deal is only available through December 31st. Visit fffrf.us/Hartman today, or text my name, Hartman, with two N's, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511. Text Hartman to 511-511 and join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply.
The Dom Salvia Show.
How about this one? Harvey Kay, a Delano Democrat.
The problem with that is that was his mother's family name. You might not realize that he had a father, too.
Come on, man.
Subscribe to my arguments and you can call a Dom Democrat.
All right, I'll take a Dom Democrat. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, a big favorite here on this show.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, you ever exercise and watch your diet to try to get your cholesterol numbers under control and then not see the results you're hoping for? Well, listen to this. Your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbearing is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than just diet and exercise alone. You heard that right, three times more effectively. Plus, this clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbearing, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day. It's just a great supplement. To use the best source for your heart health, Superbearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. To get some, go to superbearing.com. And to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbearing, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Speak for us all. When we stand together, there's nothing we can't do. The strength of a union begins with you. From the factory floors to the office walls, we've got the power to change it all. A fair day's wage and a voice in the fight. Together we shine, standing up for what's right. Unions begin with you, with me, with us. Together we rise, in each other we trust. When we speak as one, we break through the chains. We fight for the future, we weather the rains.
Unions 52 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Marie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. What's on your mind?
Oh, there you are. Okay. hey, actually, I called for something completely different, but I'm going to diverge a little bit. You were talking about, or your previous caller was talking about how, you know, these folks are stuck in the media bubble of Fox. Mm-hmm. I would suggest that we adjust collectively our thinking about that. Contracts created the appearance of a very large Fox viewership. So what do I mean by that? If you notice on a lot of military bases, in the mess hall and in common spaces where there's a television, it's set on Fox.
Right.
If you go into an airport, in many cases, there's a television in the waiting area, and it's set on Fox. Similarly with hotel chains, you go in the common spaces, set on Fox. Those things are set up by contracts. Now, it should really bother people that some of those contracts are government contracts, i.e. the military and airports, because airports are federally funded. Those are FAA funds, and they are governed by federal contracting laws. So the fact that you've got what is very much a partisan station being projected in what is not a political space, that should be problematic.
It is.
But also, when you go into a hotel lobby or a bar and you ask, can we change the channel? A lot of times the staff will tell you, we can't. And that's why, because it's there by contract.
Interesting. I know that the Trump administration tried to get Fox on more and more military bases. Our program, I'm not sure if it still is. Our program for years and years and years was carried by American Forces Radio. I believe it still is. I'm going to have to check with Ron and find out. We were supposed to balance Rush Limbaugh. That was when we originally got put on, like 15, 20 years ago. But wow, I thought that the numbers were inflated by the fact that all these cable companies have these carriage contracts. Sling is running ads right now that say, with Sling you can only pay for what you want to watch. But try to get them to take Fox News off and refund $2 to you, which is, I believe, the amount that each one of us pays to have Fox News on our TVs if we have cable or if we have Sling. They won't do it, or at least they wouldn't do it, a couple of months ago when I tried. Maybe they've changed their policy recently, but they're advertising very heavily right now. Only pay for what you want, basically, on Sling, and it's like, okay, get rid of Fox for me, please, and reduce my price.
Yeah, exactly. So there was that. The other thing I wanted to point out, Dillinger and Bonnie and Clyde are distinctly different as folk heroes. Dillinger really is the folk hero that's analogous to the situation with the United Healthcare CEO, because Dillinger would not only rob banks, but he would destroy mortgage records.
That's right.
And this was, he was really sticking it to the banking industry at a time when they were rendering people in the Great Depression homeless.
Yeah.
So Bonnie and Clyde were bank robbers, but they were more like sticking it to law enforcement.
Yeah. But in general, the genre, the bankers were screwing Americans in the 20s and 30s. The bank robbers became the folk heroes. Today, insurance companies are screwing Americans and have been for decades. And so the guy who kills an insurance industry CEO becomes the folk hero. It seems like an obvious parallel to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Then finally, the thing I actually called about was regarding a very missed opportunity by the Dems. I suspect that they're so afraid of saying anything about this healthcare situation because they're afraid of being labeled as pro-murder. I think they're missing the opportunity to change the narrative that it's not about health. That's not about healthcare. It's about health insurance and its outsized role in delivering health.
Agreed. And that is a conversation that America needs to have, and hopefully will. Marie, thank you so much for the call. It's always so nice to hear from you. We'll be back on the other side of this break. Stay with us. We've got Amy Vandenberg.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6...
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Salvia.
Next time, James Santel, former U.S. attorney and host of Amicus, The Law Review, will join me to discuss if the president-elect should be disqualified under the 14th Amendment's Insurrection Clause. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no healthcare policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Russia says don't speculate about what caused the crash of an Azerbaijan Airlines jet in Kazakhstan. The official line, the plane flew into birds, but Andrew Nicholson, who advises airlines flying in the region, pointed to photographs of wreckage showing damage consistent with surface-to-air fire.
There were no scuffs or bumps or dents that would also indicate, you know, aircraft or birds hitting the aircraft fuselage. And also the direction of the shrapnel, which looks like it's coming from below.
In Kissimmee, Florida, police say food delivery driver Brianna Alvelo didn't like the $2 tip the woman gave her for a $33 bill. Investigators say Alvelo returned with an accomplice, stabbed the woman repeatedly. She's now hospitalized. Two people are in custody. Perhaps best known for his role in the 2017 movie Baby Driver, now 16-year-old actor Hudson Meek was killed last week falling out of a moving vehicle in the Birmingham suburb of Vestavia Hills, Alabama. This is ABC News.